This is a Collider.com audio interview.
What attracted you to this role? Start with the easy ones.
War Machine, the whole idea of, you know, being able to play a superhero, so to speak. Yeah. Getting able to go up in jets, because the Department of Defense took me up in a T-38 and a F-16. You know, they might let me go up in a B-1. I earled, like everybody earls. But all those ideas, man, that was it for me.
You're a big comic book guy. You read it growing up and all that?
Yeah, it was funny. I called my father and I asked him, you know, because he used to be a big Iron Man fanatic, and he loved the War Machine aspect of it. And I asked him, I said, when you were reading it, you know, when you were younger, did you have any idea that inside your loins would be the one putting that on?
Kevin says that you were already attached, or that you were being talked to be in the film even before John came aboard. How early on was that?
About a year before they got it started. I got a great manager, Victoria Fredericks, who was all over this a long time before. And me and Avi Arad had spoken at Mike Medavoy's party, one of the little parties he throws. And, you know, he smiled at me like we were going to work together. And then about 6 months later, it all happened. I mean, I was taken by surprise by it. I was still under shock by it.
So did you tell your manager, hey, keep an eye on Fireman?
No. No, she was like, you know, I've got something that I'm working on. So for like a year and a half, she had been pursuing it because she knew that they had planned on doing it. So, I mean, I was lucky.
What scene are you working on today?
Today, this scene right here.
He was nice enough to come in on this day off.
What do you still have left to shoot?
We've got the opening scenes of the movie still to shoot. That's mostly what we're doing. And a couple of scenes of me and Tony having conversations, you know. And I got a great scene with Gwyneth Paltrow coming.
Now, have you done like big action type stunt type stuff so far?
I mean, well, we did a few things, you know, but a lot of it I can't say about.
Talk about the Edward.
Huh? Oh, that was great. I got to shoot that M50, man. That was wonderful. When I was up with the... No, I can't say that. But I had some fun with the Air Force. The Air Force took me out on some of their real training stuff and let me play.
Have they made a digital model of you in the computer and you see that guy in action?
You're very clever. Well, they've done some stuff. They've done some things for me.
So what's been the hardest part for you?
The hardest thing for me is, you know, we got the use of the, of, like if you remember in the comic book, Rhodey is even though he's by the book, so to speak, he's a bit of a rogue in his own nature. But since we have the Department of Defense that we're working with, you know, it's been having to pull back because of trying to appease, you know, them being so generous to us. So that's been the hardest thing, to be true to Rhodey as a comic book and still satisfy the needs of the Department of Defense.
What can you tell us about the arc your character goes through the movie, starting with that straight lace and kind of setting up towards...
Yeah, well, see, this is... I think it's pretty much a three-picture arc. So we're right in the very beginning of that, of him being able, having to consider, you know, perhaps there is a different way. You know, my character starts off in complete, you know, disgust of how Tony has lived his life. But then he realizes perhaps there's a different way to live one's life. So that's where we are now. You know, we're in the debates of whose way of life is the right way. Is it the military and the strict disciplinarian way, or is it being an independent, acting and behaving individual? That's where it's at.
Have you worked with Robert Downey before? No.
I love him.
A great rapport you have to have.
I love him. Yeah, well, I watched him. My first film I ever saw him in was Weird Science, which I watched like 400,000 times. And so when I saw him, that's all I wanted to talk to him about. I mean, he had heard all those questions before. But he was, to find that he was a fan of mine, and I told him that the reason that I really wanted to do this movie, especially once I found he was doing it, was I wanted to work with him because I wanted to learn from him. I mean, he's brilliant. Every day he rewrites his script, every single day. And the stuff is, we got great writers, but every day he will sit there and spend the first hour and a half, you know, making it perfect, making it better. And he has this light, jovial nature about him that floats everywhere. And therefore, when he focuses in on something, it's powerful. It's magical. You know, he's really probably one of the best actors I've ever worked with, you know, in my life. And I look forward to learning a little more from him as we go along.
You talked about learning from him. What have you learned from him?
Well, nothing looks so unnatural as an attempt to look natural. You know, you start off as when you're on the outskirts of the business, when you're way over there, you're able to do whatever you want to do because nobody's really checking on you. But to get welcomed inside and then everyone expects so much from you, you find a way to, like for me personally, like the last film I did, I was so busy trying to be the good actor and not ruffle anything, that I don't think I did the service that I was supposed to do to it. Because as an artist, you're not supposed to fit. An artist is supposed to stand apart and have a different point of view, you know. And what I've noticed about Robert is just himself. He has no other point of view except his own. He believes in it wholeheartedly, and you've got to win him over with convincing argument. You know, to have that type of backbone in a business where they remove your backbone slowly and surely, you know, after he's been through so much, I love him for that. And that's what I'm learning from him.
We've heard that there might be a lot of improvising between the actors, and we've also heard that it might be a little more strict than some of the actors like Mr. Bridges indicated. What's your take on the improvising atmosphere versus...
Well, you got to think, Jon Favreau as an actor, he's an improvisational actor. So he brings those sensibilities to his directorial work. He trusts what the actors are going to, you know, where they're going to do. There's one particular scene that just blows my mind in this movie where we were having a press conference and Robert just decided to tell the entire press to sit down on the floor. 400 people after we had already lit it to shoot it them standing. It was brilliant. John went with it. We relit and it just took the scene to a whole nother place. I didn't know that Jeff didn't like improvisation.
Oh, no.
Because Jeff is freaking brilliant.
He likes it. It's either John or Kevin that said don't get the wrong idea and have you improvised the whole.
No. I mean, what we do is we'll start off in the morning and talk through what's there. And we look around the room and say, you know, who believes it? And if we don't believe, then we'll start having a conversation. What would you say? Sitting there, and we have that conversation of what we would say. And they have a little dictaphone like this, sitting around, another one that's like this. And we're all listening to it. We're all, you know, next thing you know, they'll come back an hour later and have written out everything that we were able to put into it. So it starts off with a structure, but then we let the plant grow and then we trim it down and it's perfect. It ends up being absolutely perfect. But Robert is the king of improvisation because every single take, he will adjust a word or a phrase that just gets a little more closer to home, you know. His light just gets brighter and brighter and brighter. I mean, everyone is sitting there watching him like he is a mad genius. He is.
Prior to this, you had roles in
Rich Guy Crying, Hustle and Flow, and also in Crash. I mean, they're all kind of contradictory to one another in terms of like the sorts of characters that you play. Do you see this as a contradiction to those, or is it sort of a natural progression for you, either in your career or just in general as an actor?
Well, a great director said to me once, limitation brings about genius. And those other characters I had, like within Crash, I had an emotional breakdown. When you have an emotional breakdown, anything goes. Hustle and Flow, the character lived completely outside of society's laws and regulations. And Get Rich or Die Trying, it was a character that, you know, had decided to hate the world because of what had happened to him in his youth. You know, for me to be limited by what the Department of Defense sets out in the military guidelines they set out for an individual, to learn that discipline, I think in the long run will make me a much better actor along the way. Even in this, I mean, this one, I sit back and I wait and wait and wait for those moments when I can get active. And when they let me out, I'm so thrilled. But I find myself walking in this disciplined manner, you know, from spending a month on the military base and going around them, you know. I'm about to ask them to actually make me an honorary colonel.
I think they'll go for that.
They want me to be their spokesperson.
So did you base any parts of your character, even if they're just small idiosyncrasies, on anybody you worked with that you met on the base?
General Thomas.
Yeah.
He's so insightful. He's always he's the head of command at Nellis Air Force Base. You know, he's a black general. I had never heard of a black general in my life, so I was happy to meet him. And but he's so insightful, so sweet, but very direct about accomplishing. You know, the first thing he told me, because I shook his hand respectfully, I thought strongly, and he slapped my hand away. And he said, "You fly a $200 million aircraft. Act like it."
Whoa.
Yeah. So I shook his hand and tried to break it.
What kind of physical training have you done?
Robert and his competitive ass, you know. I almost tore my shoulder trying to keep up with him. Because here I'm 40, 50 pounds heavier than him. So I'm in there lifting, and I put a push-up about 225, knocked it out 10 times. Robert wanted to go and do 235. And he did it. So I'm going to push it up to 245. But I took him out running and gave him some nice cramps. While we were in Lone Pine, he couldn't walk for a couple of days. That was really nice.
So you got him back.
When we interviewed you last time, you said you were training with Will Smith's trainer, you were doing 5 miles a day. Still doing that?
I'm doing 6 now. But I found the best way to do it is not to do it straight, you know. Do a mile and a half, you know, that's running for 15 minutes. Rest for an hour, do another mile and a half. So you got the first 3, and then in the evening do the same thing. And you can sprint it, and it doesn't hurt your legs or anything like that. It's great now. I actually was able to pull off 100 push-ups without stopping, without resting. You know, we all do that. We all try to do it. But I can do 100 push-ups without resting now. So I'm all right. I'm still on it.
Is this the best shape you've ever been in?
Oh, yeah. I got titties. I don't need my girlfriend no more. I just stay home. Oh, John. John is great, man. I watched him drop 70 pounds in the process of shooting this thing. He's been eating 900 calories a day. That's it. And directing this movie. He's completely slimmed down. Have y'all seen him yet?
Yeah, I didn't recognize
him. He looks like 10 years ago.
Yeah. And he's still on it. He's still on it. You know, I think him and Vince, you know, because you get a little money, get a little comfortable, you know, you can have it. Look at what I'm eating. But the 6 miles a day allows me to eat the salt and the sugar that I want.
What about working with Gwyneth? Have you had that scene with her?
We've had a couple of scenes, but Gwyneth is hard to work with because she's so beautiful. and you try not to flirt with her. You don't want to flirt. But you're hoping somewhere in your heart, I'm hoping she likes me. I'm hoping that she likes me. And is going to leave Coldplay to come and hang out with me. So I got two more pictures to work on it with.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. You're going to do the three, right?
Yeah, let him mess up.
Have you met him yet?
No.
Better not to express.
I just like working with, but I'd love to know your thoughts of working with Jeff Bridges.
Oh, Jeff, he surprised me because he is so good at improvisation. He's so comfortable and just flows. He reminds me of Nick Nolte in that sense, and they're both this, you know, they've always been competing giants anyway. But he's like that, and we went one of the first times when we got together, he took me in his trailer, we smoked cigars, drank some vodka, and played guitar for 4 hours after rap. And he's a brilliant musician and a great songwriter, you know. It was, Jeff is beautiful. And he kept giving me hints on how to play my character around, which I love.
Please.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah, but I think he's been nominated a few times. So, and I love his work. So for him to tell me, Gwyneth has given me points. Same thing with Robert. We all do that. And then you know everybody is completely secure.
So can I ask, do we see the birth of War Machine here? Do we see...
You read the comic book? If you read the comic book, then you kind of know what happens. But you still have to wait. Because y'all ain't taking away my next two movies. Thinking about y'all. I like y'all, but man.
You said your dad was good. Have you been able to get him out here?
I just had my mom out here. My dad, he wanted me to buy him a boat, and so I told him to go build my house. When he finished my house, he'll get his boat, and then he can come out here.
How'd your mom react to it?
She loved it. Because she always thought Robert Downey Jr. reminded her of my brother. You know, and she went up to him and hugged him like he was her son. You know.
Do you think that the Academy never really recognizes, you know, this type of work, you know, the genre of the comic book films? Do you think we're getting to a point where maybe hopefully the Academy will recognize some great comic book adaptations?
Well, if you look at the stuff that Robert does in this movie, I mean, at the end of every take, someone is applauding him. Someone is applauding him. And I'm not talking about good job. I'm talking about he's brilliant. He's brilliant. So if anybody ever gets an Academy nomination for a comic book, I think think Robert might be one.
I was going to ask, you're coming to the end of the shooting schedule and start thinking about your next projects.
Well, I've just finished up my album. You know, and I've written my own movie called Hold On Tight, which I'm about to go into pre-production on in a minute. There's a lot of stuff that's offered out there, but sometimes you just kind of, you know, all these are the safe jobs, that are safe things to keep me there, and you stop being an artist. You know, you go from being an artist to a celebrated artist to just a celebrity, you know.
Can you tell us about your
project? Oh, Hold On Tight is... when I was doing the film Hustle and Flow, I wrote a song, you know, beyond the other rap songs that I didn't want to put my name on. Should have, because I had to have an Oscar. But but I wrote a song called Hold On Tight, and then I wrote a movie around it, you know, and that's the basis of it, a father and daughter that's been apart, and he's a songwriter, and she's spending the summer with him. And learning how to write songs herself. It's an honest movie.
Are you thinking about directing it yourself?
Yeah, I'm directing it. You know.
So this is definitely the thing you do next?
Yes. Yes.
Do you know who's in it?
I'm in it. I'm in it. I've got a lot of friends that say they want to be in it. That kind of encouraged me to do it, so we'll see. We'll see who signs the paper.
Is it easier for you now to get financing?
Oh, it's great, but they want you to promise, they'll give me the money to direct it, they'll give me the money to star in it, But they want to make sure that they can tie me into a couple of their projects later on down the line. I mean, there's always these attachments to it. But the best thing that happened with this movie is it's a company called Apollo Diamond. You know, they contacted me after they found out I was doing the movie because they said they had a way. They're growing diamonds, and they have there's a way to make the suit smaller. You know, to where. And it's true. They're actually growing these huge diamonds, you know, and wafers. I don't know if any guys are aware of them. Look them up, apollodiamond.com. That's the best thing that happened because they didn't go public, so I was able to jump in and get a great investment into them. So.
Have you been paying attention to the fan community? John says he kind of goes online and sees what people are saying. Have you been doing that yourself?
I mean, what I keep seeing the most is what they're waiting for is what I'm sure a lot of you guys are waiting for. You know, will Iron Man follow the full course, you know, that the character did? Because you got to remember when a comic book came out, to have a character that was an alcoholic and all of that and all those troubles, you know, that was a big thing in the 70s. So is that here? Do you see that in this movie or not? You know, to see troubled people, all those things, all that is what they've been asking. And I'm glad that they're concerned, and I can't wait for them to come and see the movie and find out, you know, what happens. And that's what I just try to do, encourage them. But I think this may end up being one of Marvel's best movies because they were able to stay true because they're doing it themselves.
Have we talked specifically about your character?
What, here?
Yeah.
Today? Well, my character is a young man that grew up in the military, went to college as a result of the military. Father was in the military, grandfather was in the military. You know, so I am a military. I am truly a son of the USA, and sometimes a son wants to leave home, just to venture out. You know, but then he always makes his way back. That's my character.
What's the coolest thing you've gotten to do action-wise?
One day, when we were up in Lone Pine, the freeway, I don't remember, 14 freeway was blocked because there's all this wind coming down, so they blocked it off. And I've got to be on set, and set is about 20 miles away. And I know we've got the Department of Defense working with us. There's an Air Force base nearby. So I'm like, I'm not going to make it to work for the next 2 hours. And I called them, and I was like, you know, call the Air Force and tell them to send a helicopter for me. They sent it. I got to arrive on set with this huge... We landed on top of a sand dune. That was the coolest thing.
When you stepped out, did you like have your sunglasses right? You kind of put.
I had the whole thing, and saluted as they flew off. That was. The best
So, what is the deal with your album? When is it coming out, and what can we expect from it?
It's incredible. I mean. It really is. It's the best thing I've ever accomplished in my life. I wrote and produced everything on it. And, you know, if you guys get some time, I'll let y'all come by the car and listen to a couple of the tracks. You know, because I know y'all got some other people to do in here, but I'm going to be here for a little bit.
Any collaborations?
No. I just wanted to do it myself. Because you got to. I mean, I want to throw the first punch. If I get knocked out, then somebody else jump in and help me.
How would you describe it musically?
It's cinematic sound. You know, that's the only... You'll come out to the car, you'll hear it.
Are you going
to
be on the soundtrack?
Of this movie?
Mm-hmm.
It's always open.
You and Chris Martin?
I'm like y'all. I'm waiting to see. I'm waiting to find out.
I got to wrap him out so we can watch it. So,
all right.
Thanks a lot. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.